This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruch Habam. Welcome back, Rabbi Elliot. Hamakom Yinachem Eschem, B'Soch Shara Ve'Yotzim V'Shalayim. On behalf of everyone, we, Hashem should send you a Nechama, and only Simchas B'Soros Tayves. Okay, we're continuing in Hilchos Tefillah, Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, Siv Zayin. Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, Siv Zayin. Lo Yasiach Sichas Chulin B'Shash Shashel Tzibur Chayza Tefillah. You should not engage in mundane, profane conversation when the Shel Tzibur is repeating the Tefillah. V'imsach, if you do talk, Hu Chayte, you're a sinner. V'gadol Avayinu Menasai, your sin is too great to bear. V'goyer Imbay, and we yell at you. Hagav, Yilamid Banam Aktam Shiyanu Amen. You should teach your children who are young to answer Amen. Ki miyad shatinak oinu Amen, yeshe chelak l'olam haba. Because as soon as a child answers Amen, he has a share in the world to come. There's a lot of discussion about why the Mechaber of all the Averois uses the Lashon of Gadol Avoinu Minasai, which is, of course, the Lashon that the Torah that Cain used when he killed his brother Hevel. You know, what does talking by Chazor Sashatz have to do with Cain killing his brother? So perhaps the connection is as follows. You know, what exactly happened that Cain killed Hevel? It says Vayomer Cain el Hevel Achav, Vayi Bayosam Basada, Vayakom Cain. It says, Cain said to Hevel, what did he say to him? What did he say? Nothing. Nothing. He didn't say anything. Nonsense. It was idle conversation. Why does the Torah tell us that they had an idle conversation? The Torah is saying that sometimes idle conversation, you think it's innocuous, you think it's innocent, what could be harmful? Look what it caused. It caused murder. It caused death. Same thing, a person thinks he's talking to his friend by Chazar Sashatz. What's he doing already? He's a good guy. He gives tzedakah. He learns. It's innocuous conversation. No, you know what kind of devastation you bring to Klal Yisrael because of your innocuous conversation? You had the opportunity to answer Amen. You had the opportunity to be mispalo for yourself, for Klal Yisrael, and you gave it up for Sichas Chulin. Okay, says Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chavav. You can't have conversation even if you want to be careful and answer Amen. I see that those who are have reverence for the Word of God, they put the Siddur in front of them. B'shas chazar satfila ve'einehem v'libam sham. Their eyes are there, their heart is there. Shelo yiru chutza, they don't look out of the siddur. Va'oz mechavnin al kol mila umila, and they're mechavin for every single word. Like we learned earlier, that tefila from a siddur helps for kavana. But there are those who do that for chazor sashatz as well. Sivkatan chavzayin, gada avayin menasai, kasa be'al yirabe b'shem ha'kobay, oylo ha'anoshim shemesichim be'isa tefila. Woe to some people that speak by davening. I've seen many shuls were destroyed because of this. You should appoint designated people for this to make sure people don't talk. To reprimand people that speak by davening. The Shevet HaLevi says that So the question is like this. Does that mean you should publicly humiliate somebody that talks by davening? So the opinion of the Shevet HaLevi is, l'chatchila, you rebuke the person privately, and you speak to them gently. The Rambam adds that, b'divrei shamayim, if the guy does not change his ways, you embarrass them publicly. So the same thing when it comes to talking by davening. Chachila, you should try to rebuke them privately, nicely, otherwise publicly. However, the Shevet HaLevi says there are some instances that there's no way to achieve decorum if you don't take a public stance, and if you're not able to otherwise, then sometimes other measures have to be taken. Okay. The Mishabura says, "Angada avayna minasai kasa be'al yarabe b'shem hakobay oy loha anoshim shemasich meisat fila." Okay, I know of a particular Rav who would drive his children throughout Long Island and point to all the churches and say, "You know, these used to be shuls, and today they're churches because they used to talk there." So when the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ki ra'inu kama beis hakneses necharvu b'shulah b'inzeh," this is what we're talking there. This is what we're talking about. What if they talk in the shul? You're not allowed to daven there. You can't daven in that shul. You have to go to a different shul. Very simple. If anybody would go to Rav Miller with an issue, the first question he would say is, "Do they talk in your shul?" So he said, "I don't talk." So Rav Miller would say, "I didn't ask if you talk. I asked if they talk in your shul." He said, "Well, you know, it's pretty good." Rav Moshe said, "Just answer the question, yes or no. Are there people who are talking or not? If the answer is yes, you need to daven elsewhere." Anyway, let's continue here. Haktanim, v'tzach she'chanchim she'yamdu be'im avir. You have to teach kids to stand with fear and awe. V'haktanim yoyser, very young kids, haratzim v'sham v'etzgazim v'schog, that they run around, mutav sholavim, better not to bring them, dehergal nasa teva. If you want to know who are the people at the Kiddush Club, these are the people who their parents brought them to shul when they're 5 years old to get lollipops. You know, if you come to get a lollipop, now when you're 30, you don't want a lollipop, you want alcohol. So there's no inyan to bring a kid to shul if they're sitting there sucking on a lollipop. Actually, there is an inyan. That's called negative chinuch. You're training them to come to shul to eat. Okay. V'hergel nasatava. V'gam shematrin latzir batvilasun. They also bother people. Umavad koza. Nachoin la'av ha'mevig tanim ke'el v'esgnesa la'ashgecha abigdem sanlem imhem nekim. A father brings his little kid to shul, has to make sure their clothing are clean, so that does not cause trouble, because if anyone is in the Dalet Amos of the kid, they're not a Davin. Okay, that Nakuda is not as relevant today, because back in the day there was a real problem with the clothing or shoes of children being soiled. Sivches. Loyana amin chatufa. Do not answer a grabbed amin. What's an amin chatufa? Dahainu ki iluhu alef nekuda b'chataf. Amin, amin. You have to pronounce the nekuda under the aleph, which is a kamatz. V'chein shlo yachtoif v'yimahar lanus oisoy kodim shirsayim ha-mavarech. Also, you don't want to hurry to answer amin before the mavarech finishes. You know, you don't want to jump the gun. A lot of people like to jump the gun. People don't have any patience. V'chein lo yane amin kitufa, dahainu shemachasar kriyas hanun. Don't cut off the amin. That some people swallow or are missing the enunciation of the nun. Ve'inu moitzia bapeh. And they do not articulate it. She'tehini keres. Gam lo yavsik be'emtsa hamila. Also, you can't interrupt the middle of the word. V'lo yane amin yisoyma. Don't answer an orphan domain. Dehainu shuhu chai bebracha achas. You're chai in one bracha. Ushalatzim mevarach oisa. And the shalatzibur is making that bracha. V'zeh eino shoyma. So this is talking about, if you don't hear it, afal pi she'yodea is a bracha mevarach hashel tzibur, even though you know what bracha it is. Me'acher shelo shama, if you didn't hear it, lo yana acher amin, dahava amin yisoyma. If you don't know so it's like this. Afal pi she'yodea is a bracha mevarach hashel tzibur, since you didn't hear it, don't answer amen. Okay, now what is this talking about? You're chayiv in a bracha, and the Shtel Tzibur made that bracha. Okay, let's see. We're going to have a machlokes regarding the definition of Amen Yisayma. Bechataf, perush b'shva, v'hu adin shleyomer Amen b'shar nekudos, b'shuruk, umayin, oy b'choylam, amoyin, l'chaygana, ki b'chol zeh in mashmas perush shalosh na'amalasram. Because in all these cases, it does not imply that you're verifying what you're listening to. Ela yikra ha'alef b'kamatz gadol. It should be Amen. Kaidem sheyisayim, before the Shel Tzibur finishes, Ratzolomer sheyamtin at sheyisayim ha'shatz. You have to wait until the shatz finishes. Kol teva achroina legamri, the entire last word. V'yesh anashim shemaschilin lanois ba'od sheyashatz omer adayin b'chatzi teva achroina v'zeh asr. Some people, they start answering Amen when the chazan's still in the final syllable, and that is prohibited. Shehu chayev. Okay, so let's try to get clear. What is the opinion of the Mechaber? The Mechaber says, don't answer Amen Yisayma, which that means you're chayiv in one bracha, and the Shel Tzibur is mevarich it, and you don't hear it, even though you know what bracha it is. Since you didn't hear it, don't answer Amen. Says the Mishabura, Das HaMechaber, the Dafkim Roitza Lotzeis Be'ezer Bracha Shu Chayiv. The opinion of the Mechaber is only if you want to be yoytzei in the bracha, kugon sheroytzei lotzeis yidei tefila uvekiddush chai gavna, then it's an issue. Avolim hu einoi chayiv, but if you're not chayiv in the bracha, kugon shekvar spala la'atzmei lotzei ready daven, after mitzvah chadom l'shmer chazor sashatz, even though it's a mitzvah to hear chazor sashatz, mikomakim einoi lov chiv ba'atzmius ha'bracha, you're not inherently chayiv to hear the actual bracha, v'chol shekein im ha'amein hu mistam brachas da'ama. And certainly if the Amen is just a regular bracha, mutar l'das ha-mechaber l'anois, the Mechaber holds you can answer, af shehu eno yedel eze brachu oine, even though you don't even know what bracha it is. This din of the Mechaber, that even though you know the bracha, since you didn't hear it, you don't answer Amen, it's talking about a bracha that you're chayiv in. But if it's the bracha you're not chayiv in, according to the Mechaber, you can answer it, even though you don't even know what bracha it is. The Rama argues, and he answers any bracha, if you don't know what bracha you're answering. But if you know what bracha you're answering, you just didn't hear it, then you could answer, I mean. So in other words, when is the Mechaber Machmer, where you're chayiv in the bracha, and the Shel Tzibur makes the bracha, and you don't hear it, so then don't answer Amen. But if you're not chayiv in the bracha, you could answer Amen, even though you don't even know what bracha it is. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. And the Rama is going to say, no. If you're, you can never answer Amen if you don't know what it is. If you know what it is, you could answer Amen, as long as you're not chayiv in it. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're going to hold it over here. Next week is a different schedule. We'll post what the schedule will be next week. Right now, there's no share on Monday and Tuesday, okay? Okay. Hatzlacha. Kol tov, everyone. Be matzliach. Well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.